Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Howdy. Welcome to the diary. I'm Scott Johnson. I got an email from somebody calling himself Steve. I don't know if that's his real name or not. I'll just go ahead and assume it is. He says, "Hey, Scott, love the diary. How come you haven't talked about people marinating chicken with NyQuil? Thanks, Steve." All right, so I did a little bit of looking. The NyQuil marinated chicken thing is like a TikTok trend, apparently originated years ago on 4chan, and now it's a thing again somehow, because that's what 4chan does. They have ancient, buried, horrible ideas that somebody figures out a way to get into the mainstream, and then before you know it, the whole world's worried that everyone's cooking chicken with NyQuil. To the point that, you know, imagine that your prank went so hard that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which is a federal agency here in the States, is literally warning TikTokers and others who are jumping on the latest craze to beware, because NyQuil marinated chicken is a dangerous thing. I don't know why it's dangerous, but it sounds gross, right? The videos I've seen are all using green, whatever the green flavor is of NyQuil. But anyway, people are calling it sleepy chicken. And some are saying that if they do this with NyQuil and their chicken, it's helping their cold symptoms. Whatever. Anyway, so what they say here is this. The meds, or the feds rather, are saying the meds, feds and meds, when you boil them, they become dangerous because they're more concentrated and more powerful, and it changes the properties of the actual medication. That is true. That is 100% true. Also, just smelling it can be dangerous. They say if you inhale the vapors during the cooking process, they can cause permanent lung damage, even from first exposure. And it says people are doing this often with way more than the recommended dosage. It's not like, you know, when you take NyQuil, you take that little shot glass full, the little cup. People are pouring like the whole bottle in there, just marinating the whole chicken in it. Now, number one, I don't think anybody is seriously doing this. Nobody's like, "Ooh, what a great idea. Let me do this." But there are people doing it because it means views, clicks, and freakouts. All right. And sadly, and even in those cases, some dumb teenager sees this and is like, "Sweet, I'm going to make NyQuil chicken and I'm going to become famous on TikTok." They may not really believe that it's going to be good or do anything, but it could harm them because they're being dumb, you know, in general. And I got to thinking, well, wait, where did this all come from? So I did a little bit of backtracking. And this is like an old, old 4chan thing. From like 2014 or something. Old. And it never got any traction then. And now suddenly it's a thing again. Giving 4chan another notch in their weird belt of convincing the world of things. You know the big one I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention it here. Okay? I don't need some wackadoo emails from a certain culty organization with a certain letter getting in touch with me, but that's where all that came from, and it's all bullshit. And so is this chicken thing. Now, that being said, would I eat chicken marinated and or cooked in NyQuil, any of the flavors that they have? Because they have a few. They have the green one, which is the common one. They got that red one, or it's sort of roses colored, and then they got is there like a blue one, I think. But you're seeing people almost entirely using the green stuff because it's the grossest looking. It is gross. Anyway, the sleep aid that is included in NyQuil is kind of one of the more dangerous bits here. I forgot what it's called. I had it in front of me a while ago and I lost it. But basically, it's the same stuff in Unisom. If you've ever taken one of those and you wake up groggy as a pig, it's because that's what's doing that to you. So when you boil the stuff down, you're actually creating a more concentrated version of that. And in theory, you could die. I mean, the chances are probably low, but, you know, you're kind of ODing. You're already using too much. I'm looking at a video right now where they've got two full bottles are being used in this pan and then an entire chicken in there. So two bottles is probably, I'm guessing there's 10 doses per bottle. So 20 doses, 20 of the normal doses of the stuff. And then you're just baking it into your chicken. Like, there's no human being that's doing this because they're like, oh, what a great idea. This is really going to help me with this cold I've picked up. No one's doing that. If they tell you that, they're lying. I promise you, they're lying. They're doing this, maybe with a very few exceptions. You're going to have some 10-year-old kid who idolizes some YouTuber who did it, and now they're like, oh, I'm going to do it too. Right? And that's dangerous in its own right. But what I'm saying is nobody's seriously doing this. This isn't some new thing that'll continue. It's just a flash in the pan. This is like, what was the cinnamon challenge? That was dangerous and dumb. That's gone now. I mean, I don't think it's a trend anymore anyway. What's another one of these? It's like any of these. It's like planking or any of that crap. It's here for a hot second, and then we're done. We move on. And this is never ever not been a thing that humanity's had to deal with. The difference now is it's super amplified and it's everywhere. So everything from like your mainline cable news network, whatever that you're listening to, which you shouldn't do anyway, but if you are, they're bringing it up. It's coming up on your local news because they need content. It's showing up on every form of social media because they need content. And then we're suckers and we go, I mean, look what I'm doing. I'm making a podcast where I'm answering an email about cooking chicken in NyQuil. Am I part of the problem? I think I might be. I might literally be part of the problem. And I don't like being part of the problem. I like being part of the solution. But I, you know, it's impossible for me not to avoid this stuff when someone sends me things. I feel like I have to talk about it because, you know, you guys take your time. You send me emails. I can't just, you know, pretend you didn't send those. I want to reply in kind. So this is today's discussion. And also you might ask yourself, Scott, what's the deal? You've been doing these diaries like 3 days in a row or a couple days in a row. I'm starting to think about doing these daily. Not for you, for me. You'll benefit if you like them, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I just think I want to do it. I don't know. It's always been this like thing that I've always liked, but I fall off of it and come back to it and fall off of it. And I thought, well, why don't I just make this a daily thing? I think part of it was I didn't want to get so personal all the time. But I'm in a different place now. I do want to get personal all the time, and I don't mind doing that. I don't mind saying what's on my mind as much as I used to. Not that I wouldn't, but you know what I mean. Like if somebody comes at me with a controversial question, if you did that 5 years ago, I'd have been like, nope, no thanks. Not talking about that. That's just trouble. But now I kind of don't care anymore. I'm at this stage in my life where I'm like, you know, let's just air it out. Let's just lay it out there. You know, I don't care if anyone's really offended by the discussion. Like discussion for the sake of discussion is never offensive to me. So usually people have some agenda if they don't like what you're talking about. I hate the word agenda. They have their own biases, but I don't care. If you guys want, somebody wants to email me and go, hey, Scott, what do you think of, what do you think of the condition known as a micro penis? I'll probably respond to that email now. I mean, that's a bad example, but you understand what I'm saying. I'm kind of already doing the thing I say I'm not going to do, but I'm skirting around the bigger issues like, you know, political questions or moral questions or questions that are currently a big deal in society or whatever. I guess what I'm saying is I don't care anymore, but I do care because this is like an outlet for me to show that I care, but also it's a form of self-care for me to talk this stuff through, to give it a little bit of a voice, to get feedback, to go back and forth. It's a great way to kind of sift through it, you know, and I don't know, push this stuff through my mind. Some of it I'll never think about again. Just push it out and push it out the other side, like a straw. Imagine a straw, if you will. And you put a ball, you put a marble in one side and a marble pops out the other side. That's my brain. That's my limited capacity marble straw brain. And here, here in the diary is where we'll discuss it, okay? But I do think it's going to be daily. You got one yesterday. You got one today. I'm going to do one tomorrow. I think there's just nothing you can do about it except unsub to this to the show if that's what you, you know, that's what you feel like doing. But yeah, that's my plan. That's my plan. So I guess I'll see you tomorrow. There won't be a set time because my schedule's all over the place, so it'll kind of be in between things, but it won't affect my schedule or other stuff. It'll just be a thing to hear. And maybe some weekends I don't, but Monday through Friday, I think we're doing it. If you would like to participate in this conversation, send me your emails. I've been having weird problems with my domain, my Scott at frogpants.com. For some reason, those take forever to get to me, and they shouldn't be. I don't know if there's something with routing or something's weird. So if you want to get to me quicker, you can use my main address from Gmail for when I do corporate stuff. So you can just use frogpantsllc@gmail.com. It's boring, but someone already took frogpants. So I had to do the LLC or some other added thing. No, I do have thescottjohnson@gmail.com. You know what? Maybe that'll work. Either way, they're coming to me. So use either of those. But for now, from here on out, I think I'll mention thescottjohnson@gmail.com. Wait, do I absolutely have that? You know what? While you're here, let's check it out. We're on the air. I'm not stopping it. I'm going to go, hi. Whoops. Okay. thescottjohnson@gmail.com. This is a test. Test. Okay. I'm sending it to myself. It's been a while. Yeah. Nothing's happening. So maybe that's the wrong one. All right. Hold on. I've got a couple others here. Oh, Scott@thescottjohnson.com is one I own, but I don't think that's working. Yeah, I don't have that domain forwarding. So let's see. All right. For some reason, sorry, I know this is all over the place. For some reason, I own or have control over BizarioFreaknut@gmail.com. What do you suppose I was thinking there? BizarioFreaknut. All right, well, don't use that. Oh, here it is. I found it. Scott.internet@gmail.com. Scott dot, so period, internet@gmail.com. Use that one. That's the one. Scott.internet@gmail.com. One more time. Scott.internet@gmail.com. All right, that's it. Thanks, you guys. We'll be back tomorrow with more. I'll see you then.